You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Robert Cozzolino, and I'm a curator of paintings at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. I recommend Julie Buffalohead's new show at the Bulkley Gallery in Lake of the Isles. Julie Buffalohead is a Native American artist who has been working on paper primarily over the last several years. She uses coyotes and sometimes stereotypes from Western culture of Native Americans, and often they are in these narratives where they're doing gestures and shadow puppetry to play out stories from Native American culture. Julie is an amazing storyteller, and she can convey complexity and mystery with just a handful of figures in these works. She's also not afraid to go to topical political issues. So, for instance, she has a piece in the show, one of the largest pieces, is called The Garden, and it is a direct response to the Scaffold by Sam Durant incident over the summer. Julie Buffalohead's new show runs through December 23rd at the Bulkley Gallery in Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Chris Biak, and I'm a poet, and I direct the creative writing program at Normandale Community College. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Every year around the holidays, Billy McLaughlin is a part of a concert series with the group Simple Gifts. These women are just amazing because they all have these really wonderful solo voices, and when you have a solo voice, you often don't blend very well, but they somehow can blend and sound like one person when they're singing parts, like in this amazing ability to blend together, but then also when they each have solos to really be distinct voices. For me, going to Simple Gifts is a way to get together with family because they are very family-friendly concerts and hear old holiday favorites with a new twist. The arrangements have a lot of modern sound to them, but yet not so different that you don't recognize the songs. They feature bagpipes, flutes, neat percussion effects, piano, violin, and amazing vocals. You can see Billy McLaughlin and Simple Gifts at Mount Olivet Lutheran Church in Plymouth on Friday night, at Christ Presbyterian Church in Edina on Saturday night, and at St. Michael's Lutheran Church in Roseville on Sunday.
Hi, my name is Julie Martin, and I direct middle school and high school students in plays and also occasionally a community theater. This Saturday, I'm going to go see Kevin Kling at the Sheldon Theater in Red Wing. This is the first time that he has taken his Christmas classic, Tales from the Charred Underbelly of the Yule Log, outside of the Twin Cities. Kevin Kling is just wonderful. I can relate to him, and he just makes you laugh at life. Some of his stories are poignant and tender, and others are just really very funny. And it's not just Kevin Kling. Kevin is bringing Dan Chouinard, the pianist and accordionist, and Simone Perrin, the singer, as well as the Sheldon Brass Band. Kevin Kling brings his Tales from the Charred Underbelly of the Yule Log to the Sheldon Theater this Saturday night.